good day to you all, dear ones. It is Portia and the guides, and we are glad about your question this week. You ask about acceptance. What does this truly mean? We will begin with a foundational principle of acceptance, and that is love. In every moment in your human lives, there will be things that feel up and down, topsy-turvy, settled and calm, chaotic, peaceful, the full spectrum of the life experience as a human being. Acceptance is when you reach into your true knowingness that everything that is occurring is for your best and highest. Your mind may not understand this and may rail against it and punch out against it and say, no, this is not the best and highest. How could it possibly be? But in this moment of acceptance, you will have the choice to quiet yourself, to come down from the mountaintop where you are screaming at God and saying, where are you? This cannot be what you want for me, for us. Come back down from this amped up, energetic, ego-based, we will say, position, and come home to your heart center and take a deep breath or two or three and ask the question, how is this moment the best and highest? What is here for me to learn? How can I grow from this? Why has the God that created me, Divine Source, brought this to me? And there it will be, a wealth of information for you, and it will be golden for you if you allow yourself acceptance, to accept the wisdom and the truth that comes to you in the stillness of where you are and how you are listening. And then a true acceptance of the outer circumstances. It does not mean, dear ones, the concept of acceptance, that you have the attitude that many describe these days of, well, whatever, and then you walk away frustrated, disgruntled, grumpy. There is no learning opportunity for you with that approach. So we ask you to let that go and to turn back around and to come into the moment with acceptance, with a loving, open heart, and ask the questions that we have described. It requires that you do allow yourself to come to a place of peace, because the ego will be ranting and raving and describing to you why that particular circumstance or situation is hurting you, is harming you, is not right, is making you crazy, and it will go on and on. And what you may do is, from your place of peace, to actually watch it go on and on as if it is a cartoon character. And you can then see and have the distance from this aspect of yourself, and it will soon quiet down because your attention will not be on it. Your attention will be on the truth that is arriving to you in that moment. We understand that this may be a new pattern for you, but it will give you, we promise, greater and greater peace in your life, and compassion also for every situation that you are in. And it will also expand your wisdom, your consciousness, your awareness of how life works and how every situation, regardless of what your ego describes it as, is a gift, is a blessing. And we are not saying that this is a, quote, Pollyanna moment where you just bring out your affirmations and take on a happy attitude. You are wanting more, we know. You are wanting to discern the truth in life. The truth brings freedom and peace, and also brings along your own enlightenment and evolution. So we ask you this week to play with this in any situation, whether you are having trouble with the traffic, or with a relationship, or with a piece of equipment, if anything seems not to be working or seems to be disharmonious. Do what we have suggested to you. Try it out. And be kind to yourself also, because this kind of patterning is a deep rut, we know, for human beings. It was something that you saw in your family systems, and so as a child, this is something that you took on. So this is your own great awareness that is stepping forward to change the pattern, to benefit yourself, and to benefit life on earth. We wish you well as you practice this week. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.